in after hour, I guess.
Yeah. And that brown liquid that stings, what's that called?
Let me see. Turpentine?
Yeah, but in order to stop an infection, you put it in what? A little medicine there.
Is that, I don't know.
Okay. Did you happen to know about this type of tonic that used to be used for malaria?
Tonic?
Yeah, it's a certain tonic they used to use for malaria.
I don't remember.
Or sometimes these are pills that you take for fever?
Yeah. Yeah, they take the fever.
Yeah, it starts with a Q. Then you might be talking about someone who died, and you'd say, what are the different ways that, you know, you might, the humorous ways, you know, that you might say if some old guy died, you know, he, what are just some of the other words you use for dying?
Yeah, like a person. Praise the Lord to take him out of that misery.
Or you might say, I'm glad that old skinflint finally
died.
Yeah. Any other words?
He passed away.
Now, we were talking about a place where people are buried.
Cemeteries.
Uh-huh. Do you have any other names you might know of it?
Graveyard.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, I don't know what he died
or not.
Yeah, or if he died and everybody's standing around, I can't figure out why. They might say, well, I don't know what he died.
Yeah.
Or you might say, he's been dead for a week and nobody figured out what he
told him to die.
And if somebody wants to meet you, okay, I'm going to skip over to see if I can get parts of speech. On page 79.4. If somebody meets you on the street, you might say, well, how are you doing? If someone asks you how you're feeling, you might say, well, how are you doing today? And if you're feeling just about average, you might say, well, I'm
not like common, not like I've been.
And if children are out late, and your wife, you know, when you're younger and your children, if you ever heard your children are out late and your wife was getting a bit excited, you'd say, they'll be home all right. Just don't
worry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll skip over the parts of speech on page 81.1. If you invite someone to come by and see you this evening and you don't want to tell them you've been disappointed, and you don't want to tell them you've been disappointed, if he doesn't come, you say, now, if you don't come by, I'll ask another one. If you're going to be disappointed if he won't come, and you say, I'd blank be disappointed if he
don't come back.
And if he doesn't come, you'd say, I'd blank disappointed.
Yeah, I got disappointed.
Or if you're thinking about, if you're expecting someone to come tonight, you'd say, well, I'd blank disappointed.
Yeah. I got disappointed.